begin on campus, where UNC's Board of Trustees held their final meeting of the academic year, reflecting on the last 9 months, but also celebrating new beginnings. 97.9 The Hill's Brighton McConnell has more.
Thursday's trustees meeting at the Carolina Inn began with the addition of a new member to the board, recently elected student body president Teddy Van. The former president of the Black Student Movement takes over for Lamar Richards and told the board she's in the process of finalizing her staff and policy platform for her senior year.
I'm just really excited to work in this space. I think that I've got the opportunity to meet a lot of really incredible people just in the board already and also just in these different meetings. And so I'm really excited to be able to utilize those connections for the benefit of our students over the course of the year.
Van's swearing-in ceremony was just one aspect of the celebrations during Thursday's board meeting. UNC is finishing an academic year where the university returned students to in-person learning for the duration, something not achieved since the 2018-19 academic year due to COVID-19. The university also reached its fundraising goal for the Campaign for Carolina, held its commencement ceremonies for the class of 2022, and, most recently, rededicated two of its buildings on campus after trailblazers instead of figures with ties to white supremacy. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz acknowledged also that UNC is welcoming several new deans to its ranks beginning this summer. He said the school's selection strategy mirrors advice he just gave to graduating seniors.
Surround yourself with people who share similar values as you do, but perhaps view issues, challenges, and opportunities through different lenses, and who will challenge you to be better and to get better. I'm proud to say that we are doing just that as we build out our leadership team here.
James W.C. White was recently announced as the new dean for the College of Arts and Sciences. Other additions include Raoul Rice to the Journalism School, Valerie Howard to the Nursing School, and Janet Guth-Miller to the Dentistry School. Also joining Guskowitz's senior leadership team, a new chief of UNC Police. The university announced earlier this week Brian James will be taking over the role instead of retiring from the City of Greensboro Police Department. James attended the board meeting and shared his philosophy with trustees about how to introduce himself and how to rebuild the reputation of a department caught in several controversies over recent years.
I believe that great relationships are what builds great police departments. And certainly, as I arrive on campus, my first priority will get to be to know the students, the faculty, and the staff, and making sure that we're not only looked at the police department on campus, but that we're actually part of the community. I think that will certainly be the key to our success.
James said he will also prioritize finding the right balance of retaining the department's best officers while also recruiting new ones to improve campus safety and students' sense of security. The veteran police chief also said while he'll be new to UNC's campus, he has long been a Tar Heel.
In case you're wondering, I've been a UNC fan since I was about 12 years old. I already had UNC gear in the closet, so I'm looking forward to adding to that collection.
University leadership also looked ahead to the fall by briefly discussing the new general education curriculum that's being introduced for undergraduate students. Another long-term project expected to come to fruition soon, UNC's Innovation Hub, which is a key piece of the ongoing East Rosemary Street redevelopment in Chapel Hill. Trustee Vinay Patel shared some details of that project after receiving updates during committee meetings the day before. Patel said floor plans and designs are advancing with the goal of eventually offering programming, office, and service space for startups and local entrepreneurs.
Once it's said and done, I think not only for the university, but for the city and for the region, this will become an attraction unlike anything else.
UNC is projecting its Innovation Hub will be up and running not this fall, but in 2023. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.
In other news, the Chapel Hill Fire Department is investigating the cause of a fire at a playground at the Notting Hill apartment complex near Easttown early Thursday morning. Firefighters got the call around 5 a.m. They put the fire out within 30 minutes. No injuries, but some playground equipment had significant damage. Now we head downtown, where work is set to begin next week on a major project to repave West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill and East Main Street in Carrboro. NCDOT crews will begin their work on Monday. The project is slated to run through mid-August. That road will remain open during the construction project. Most of the work will take place at night. And speaking of downtown, some business news. A new bar restaurant called Base Camp is launching a soft opening next week, owned by Ramesh Dahal, who also owns Momo's Master on Columbia Street. Base Camp is located right around the corner from Momo's Master at 105 East Franklin. The soft opening is set to run through July. 6:16, your time. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by All About Insurance. Big day today for Tar Heel baseball. They got a big win yesterday, 7-5 over number 20 Florida State. You heard that here on 97.9 The Hill. Carolina was down one in the bottom of the ninth inning before Alberto Osuna walked it off with a game-winning three-run homer. Tonight, game two of the series is at 6 o'clock in Boshammer Stadium. We're going to have it here for you on 97.9 The Hill. If you're planning to attend the game in person, get there early at 5:30. The Tar Heels will hold a ceremony to honor legendary head coach Mike Fox, who retired in 2020. I spoke about Fox's legacy this week with Tar Heel baseball superfan Tom Jensen.
Well, I think the greatest tribute that you can pay to anybody associated with the University of North Carolina is to compare them to Dean Smith. And I really think Mike Fox is deserving of that. Not only did he lead North Carolina to become one of the most successful college baseball programs in the entire country over the time of his tenure, but he really always did it while doing things the right way. His players went to class, graduated. You know, we know about all of Mike Fox's players who became Major League Baseball players. What people might not know as much about is how many former players have become lawyers, ministers, successful businessmen, doctors. I mean, he's really set people up well for the game of life. And one of the things that I appreciate the most about sort of Coach Fox's tenure is, you know, obviously when you go to a school, you're really proud when they win all the time, and the baseball program always did that. But just always was able to be so proud of everything that the program sort of stood for as a whole beyond just wins and losses. You never had to have any sort of trade-off where it was like, oh, we can win all the time, but you have to accept some sketchiness. We won all the time without any sketchiness at all. I mean, we really were, I think, throughout most of Coach Fox's tenure, the model program for the entire country in terms of winning and winning the right way.
That's Tom Jensen speaking there. Head to our website, chapelboro.com, to hear the full conversation and read a transcript. Again, 6 p.m. tonight is first pitch in Carolina's game against Florida State. That ceremony will be at 5:30. If Alberto Osuna has a good game today as he had yesterday, Tar Heels are going to be in good shape. I mentioned he hit that three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. He also had a three-run homer in the bottom of the first. That's baseball. Meanwhile, UNC women's lacrosse is on to the Final Four after coming from behind to beat Stony Brook 8-5 in the NCAA quarterfinals last night. Carolina trailed by one at halftime, but put the game away in the second half with four straight goals. Andy Aldave had three goals to lead the way. Goalie Taylor Moreno had 10 saves. Next up, the Final Four next Friday in Baltimore, where the top-seeded Tar Heels will take on Northwestern, a team they beat 20-9 in Chapel Hill earlier this year. The fourth-seeded Wildcats advanced with a 15-4 win over five-seed Syracuse. Also in action today, top-ranked UNC women's tennis is in Illinois for the NCAA quarterfinals starting at 11. Tar Heels are taking on Pepperdine for a spot in their own Final Four. The winner will face either Virginia or Texas in the national semifinal on Saturday. The championship is set for Sunday. Elsewhere in sports, congratulations to a trio of Tar Heel athletes who just got honored for their efforts on and off the field. Men's lacrosse star Connor Mayer and women's tennis star Elizabeth Scotty have been named Academic All-District by the Collegiate Sports Information Directors of America, and Tar Heel football star Tony Grimes has been named as a finalist for the Lott Impact Trophy. That's a national award. Impact is an acronym. It stands for Integrity, Maturity, Performance, Academics, Community, and Tenacity. And the ACC has announced locations for next year's championship events, including the men's and women's basketball tournaments. They will both be down the road in Greensboro next March. Up to the pros, the Durham Bulls' six-game winning streak came to an end last night with a 6-3 loss at Jacksonville. Bulls are back in action against the Jumbo Shrimp again tonight at 7:05. And the Carolina Hurricanes are also in action tonight, taking on the New York Rangers in round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Game two of that series is in Raleigh tonight at 8. The Canes took game one earlier this week.